Summer's here, and even though it hasn't been exactly hot in the Hunter Valley, it's been wet, which could mean there's a few mozzies about, and we need to know how to treat our insect bites. Joining us to have a chat about this morning is Cameron Webb. We've spoken to him before about those mozzies and things that bite. Cameron, how are you, mate?
Yeah, great, Andrew.
Cameron, first of all, why do mozzies bite us? Are they just doing it to annoy us?
We're all certainly annoyed by the biting of mosquitoes, but they do it because they need their blood. It's only the female mosquitoes that bite, and she really needs that protein hit that comes from our blood to help develop her eggs. And so mosquitoes are pretty smart. So unlike a lot of other insects that mostly feed off plant juices and sugars, because meat mosquitoes can get a much more nutritious meal out of our blood, it means they can lay many more eggs. And so, you know, the average female mosquito might lay anywhere up to 1,000 eggs during her lifespan, and feeding on the blood of us and animals helps her do that.
And the reason it itches is because they actually inject something into us. Is that right?
Yeah, it's certainly right. So mosquitoes are pretty complex in the way that they feed on our blood. And so their mouthparts are a little bit like a number of small straws, and some of them suck up the blood, but others inject saliva, and saliva has anticoagulants, maybe a bit of anesthetic. It makes it easier for the blood to flow, but unfortunately, our body reacts to the saliva. That's what causes those itchy red lumps, and in some cases, it's actually that saliva that can be infected with things like Ross River virus and other mosquito-borne pathogens that can make us sick.
Now, I've heard that rubbing a banana skin against a mosquito bite is a good way to stop it itch. Do you know if that's true?
Look, there's no scientific evidence to suggest that works, but Andrew, the problem is there's not a lot of scientific study that's been undertaken to investigate a lot of these home remedies and urban myths about what you do to insect bites to alleviate the itches. Now, rubbing banana skin on your bites might provide a bit of relief, and if it does, that's okay. But what we're mainly concerned about is if people choose some of those other urban sort of myths and home remedies, things like particularly undiluted essential oils and other substances that may actually cause a greater reaction to your skin than the mozzie bite itself.
Cameron, I'm sure you've had a fair few bites in your time. What do you use?
So I'm pretty lucky. I don't react too badly. That's maybe why I've studied mosquitoes for so long. But my kids certainly react pretty badly, and they're quick to complain to me. So there's a number of the anti-itch creams you can get from your local pharmacy work pretty well. If they have really severe reactions, or you get really severe reactions to bites, you can talk to your pharmacist or your GP about antihistamines. That can reduce the reaction. If you use a cold pack on the bites, that'll alleviate some of the inflammation. But probably the most important things, particularly for young children, is that you keep the bite site nice and clean, because as soon as they start scratching at it, they'll break the skin surface. You can get a secondary infection. It then gets a little bit more nasty and has a little scab there. And probably that secondary infection can be worse than the mosquito bite itself.
And Cameron, before I let you go, if we wanted to get a break from mosquitoes at all, where in the world do we have to go to avoid them?
Look, I think we can get on a plane to Iceland when we can. There's no mosquitoes there, apparently. But unfortunately, with the borders closed, there's not many places in Australia you can go to where you can't avoid mosquitoes. And even some of the drier parts of inland Australia, I notice they're seeing a lot of rain at the moment. So even inland New South Wales, you're still going to encounter plenty of mosquitoes, unfortunately.
All right, so it's either put up with them or find a way to get to Iceland. There's an interesting choice for us. Cameron Webb, as always, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
No problem, Andrew. Many thanks.